On behalf of my co-authors and myself, welcome to our virtual poster presentation. My name is Sonia Arriola. I am the Senior Research Advisor for MPACT Global Action for Gay Men's Health and Rights. Thank you for your interest in this study. The study has two key findings. First, gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men living in criminalizing countries experienced greater financial insecurity and had worse access to HIV prevention services. Second, gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men living with HIV who come from criminalizing countries had significantly poorer access to HIV care. These findings have implications for improving access to sexual health services, especially in a world where gay men continue to disproportionately be impacted by HIV. For example, expanding coverage of rights-based, voluntary, and confidential HIV testing linked with comprehensive prevention programs, as well as HIV care, is key to improving access to health services, particularly in criminalized settings. The sidebars on this poster provide details on how we measured the various variables of interest and the analyses we conducted among a global sample of over 6,000 gay men, bisexual men, and other men who have sex with men who completed the Global Men's Health and Rights 30-minute online survey in 10 languages. The sidebars also provide tables with the specific findings. Table 1 shows that globally, large proportions of all gay men reported inadequate access to HIV prevention and other health services. Among gay men living with HIV specifically, 18% and 14% still reported poor access to HIV care and HIV treatment, respectively. Table 2 shows results of bivariate analyses comparing gay men from criminalizing countries to those from non-criminalizing countries. Men from criminalizing countries were significantly more likely to be younger men, members of racial ethnic minority groups, unemployed, sex workers, unaware of their HIV status, unable to financially meet their needs, as well as uninsured. In addition, men in criminalizing countries were more likely to report having experienced provider stigma and poor access to HIV prevention and PrEP. And among those living with HIV, they also had poor access to HIV care and to HIV antiretroviral treatment specifically. Conversely, men from criminalizing countries were significantly less likely to have post-secondary education or to have community engagement. Table 3 displays multivariable findings that men from criminalizing countries had higher odds of being under age 30, sex workers, and having unknown HIV status. They were also more likely to report financial insecurity, poor access to HIV prevention, PrEP, and HIV care. Further research is needed to uncover why gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men from criminalizing countries had lower odds of poor antiretroviral treatment access. In conclusion, overall, decriminalization of same-sex sexuality is crucial for improving health and rights of gay men. Addressing financial insecurity can contribute to improvements in HIV service access, especially for young gay men and gay men who are employed as sex workers. Finally, expanding coverage of rights-based, voluntary, and confidential HIV testing that is linked with comprehensive prevention programs, inclusive of PrEP, is key to improving access to health services, especially in criminalized settings. Thank you.